Staying Connected, Newsletter of the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library, Issue 79, Spring 2021. Welcome to the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library's newsletter, Staying Connected. This is our Spring 2021 issue, recorded here at the State Library, and my name is Joel Henderson. And now, on to the news. NLS celebrates their 90th anniversary. This year, the National Library Service, or NLS, is celebrating its 90th anniversary. Their celebration kicked off with a very special virtual concert featuring stellar jazz pianist Matthew Whitaker on March 3rd, marking the day the NLS founding legislation was signed by President Hoover. Matthew Whitaker has been blind since birth and playing music since his grandfather bought him a small keyboard at age 3. At 10, he performed for Stevie Wonder's induction into the Apollo Theater Hall of Fame. Now, at age 19, Whitaker has been featured on stages around the world, including Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, and the Lincoln Center. Whitaker is also an NLS user, especially of their music section's accessible scores and reading materials, the largest collection of its kind in the world. You can see Whitaker's past performances, including appearances on television shows like The Today Show, 60 Minutes, and primetime talk show Ellen, at www.matthewwhitaker.net. Spelled MATTHEWWHITAKER. The concert has been uploaded to the Library of Congress's YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/Library of Congress. Along with an interview with Whitaker, conducted by NLS Director Karen Kenninger. You will find engaging digital content throughout the rest of the calendar year, focusing on the rich history, extensive services, incredible patrons, and committed staff of the NLS and its invaluable network libraries across the country. About the NLS. The NLS is a division within the Library of Congress that functions as the federal administrator of the Talking Book and Braille program. They record 99% of the books, provide the players and accessories, and administer BARD. Our library acts in conjunction with NLS as the contact library for residents of Oregon who are eligible for the program. Great news! Update to certifiers for reading impairments. A monumental change that makes it easier for people with reading impairments, i.e. dyslexia, dysphagia, etc., to register with our library has finally been made. Now all certifying authorities, including reading specialists, speech-language pathologists, educators, librarians, and school psychologists, can certify the eligibility of people who apply for our library services based on a reading impairment. The National Library Service has long made its services available to people with reading impairments. Up to now, however, a doctor of medicine or osteopathy was required to certify that an applicant's reading impairment was the result of organic dysfunction. This requirement was a high bar for some applicants to hurdle, and network libraries, including ours, have urged NLS for years to relax it. A 2016 Government Accessibility Office report on NLS even noted that it is now widely accepted that a medical diagnosis is not necessary to determine if a person has a reading impairment. Thankfully, because of the 2018 Marrakesh Treaty Implementation Act and the 2019 Library of Congress Technical Corrections Act, this restriction has finally been lifted. This update does not change the mission or focus of our library, but rather enhances it. The NLS and its network libraries are here to serve anyone with a print impairment so that all may read. We're glad barriers are being removed so registering with our library is as smooth as possible. Bard Mobile no longer supported on older operating systems. A number of users across the country have recently reported they are either no longer able to log into Bard Mobile or can no longer see their wish lists from within Bard Mobile on their devices. The National Library Service has determined that these problems are related to older versions of operating systems on those devices. The current versions of Bard Mobile are supported by devices running at or above Apple's iOS 11 operating system or Google's Android 7.0 operating system. The Talking Books Unified Theory of Reading. A longtime user once shared, "Anytime you want to add to your life, you read. If you don't read, you're missing something really important to our way of life. You miss a lot by not reading. You keep your mind and thinking active by reading. It is very important, in my opinion, to read as much as you can. Thinking clearly helps me get along with lots of different people. Reading helps me think clearly and be open to new experiences." As these wise words swirled around in our minds over the years, they began to distill into something like a scientific theory. An open mind is happy. Reading opens minds. Talking Books has a huge selection of free audio and braille books. Therefore, Talking Books users are very happy. While it may not merit publication in any academic or professional journal, the Talking Books Unified Theory of Reading is a great reminder to us all of the value of reading. We see the proof of this theory more and more when we hear your stories of excitement, epiphany, empathy, or many other reactions to a book you just read. We're glad so many of you enjoy using our library. Tips and reminders. Please make sure your containers are fully closed before mailing them back. If you have trouble pressing down the straps, you can use a spoon to help make pressing easier. If the straps are damaged or missing, please use a rubber band to keep the container closed. You can keep customized cartridges for as long as you need to get through all the books. Whether it is days or weeks, it does not matter. Talking Books closures. Talking Books will be closed on the following holidays: May 31st for Memorial Day, July 5th for Independence Day Observed, and September 6th for Labor Day. Remember that holidays create mail delays for both incoming and outgoing books. Be sure to get any book requests in several days ahead of these dates to improve the chance of receiving those books before holidays. End of newsletter. This ends our Spring 2021 newsletter. Thank you and have a great day. This newsletter is available in large print, audio, braille, or on our website at talkingbooks.oregon.gov. Contact the Talking Book and Braille Library if you would like to change the format you currently receive. Any mention of products and services in Staying Connected is for information only and does not imply endorsement.